Hey, Jesse, what's up over there? You looking at your phone there, buddy? Hey, I'm looking at my phone right here. I'm looking at it right now. Liz, what are you up to over there?
Why do I gotta check this fast? I don't want to do this.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where everybody's on their phone or tablet. It's Tanner Thursday on Podzilla 1985 with your host, Shannon Young. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Thursday, May 19th.
Yes.
Which means nothing.
Correct.
Jesse Kimball's here.
Hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang's here.
Hi.
Jesse, of course, the host of the fantabulous Nerd Up every Monday here on the Podzilla 1985 network.
True story.
Lindsay, the host of...
Nothing.
Many wonderful, wonderful shows that she puts on for the cat at home.
You leave my cat out of this.
With her little dolls. It's like puppetry, really.
I don't understand what's happening right now, let's just move past it.
Maybe he's talking about my Pokemon.
Let me tell you a story real quick, Jesse. So I was at Target on Monday or Tuesday, and I find a Slimer doll.
Is this the story I think it's going?
It's the story you think it is. I find a Slimer doll, and it's one of those ones that you squeeze it, and it does the noise from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, man, this is going to come back to haunt me. I know it is. And sure enough, in the middle of the night, because it's on the bed, in the middle of the night, I roll over, accidentally squeeze it, and it goes, and I immediately wake up and freak out. The Slimer's yelling at me. So I put it over there on the table, or somebody put it on the table. I don't know.
It was on the floor in the morning.
Yeah. Well, that's where it belongs. Because Slimer is awful. He's the most awful, awful thing.
You bought it.
Well,
now, I do really want to. It's
Ghostbusters, though.
I have a respect for Slimer when he's not from the real Ghostbusters cartoon. That was the worst.
Like, real Slimer isn't bad.
Yeah, Slimer himself is not bad. That's what made him the focus of
it. I do want to rewind for a second because Lindsay replied, is this the story I think it is, after you mentioned the Slimer doll? How many stories involving a Slimer doll could you have possibly gone to?
Well, when he first bought it, I was already in bed ready to go to sleep, and he came in the dark and pushed the button. So all I heard was this noise and saw this little round thing and two little thin sticks coming out from the side. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, Slimer's lost weight. He's looking pretty good for himself.
Yeah.
That chicken skin diet of his is really paying off.
Well.
Yeah.
So there's at least two Slimer stories.
Yeah, fair enough.
We give a shout out to Double H Hunter Hendricks, who's listening to this right now. And I mentioned to him earlier that I wanted to do another show about Ghostbusters. The closer and closer we get to the release of the new Ghostbusters film, which is coming out in June.
That was July.
Jesse, you got this?
Yeah, I got it.
Jesse's going to look it up. But he's going to do a blog for it on his Real Rock 99.3 page. And I told him I wish we could do another show together about Ghostbusters, because we did one half a year ago. And we talked about our fears. This is before any of the trailers had come out. This is before any of the real knowledge of the storyline or anything. It was just, thing. I'm getting an update from Double H right now. He said someone was just shot at the convenience store behind the KFES building on Broadway.
Which would be all the ambulances that we heard about 10 minutes ago.
Now, for you fans wondering,
there's a convenience store behind the KFES 12 station?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Hunter, like, the specifics. But if you guys wonder why I'm mentioning this on the air, it's because we filmed this on Broadway.
Like, two blocks away.
So if there's somebody out there right now with a gun...
Oh, there was a particularly shady individual when Steven and I went and got dinner earlier at Stevie's Steak Burger.
Lovely joint.
Little bit down the street.
Yeah.
Just sat on a bench, and Steven guessed that she had on a Bluetooth headset or something, but she just started, like, yelling obscenities and varying volumes. Like, she walked up to the restaurant area, which, if any of you have ever seen it, they don't have an actual dining room, just the entire area out front of it are tables that are set up, like picnic tables and such. And this person just kind of sat on top of one of the tables and started having a conversation, an angry conversation, hoping that it was with someone on a Bluetooth headset that we couldn't see.
Not just cursing randomly to no one.
Uh-huh. Did this person order food?
No. Well, walked up, sat down on the table, and that happened. By the way.
Not even on the bench, on the table.
On the table.
And we're sure it wasn't just Steven thinking about Battleborn?
Very certain.
Okay.
July 15th, 2016 for Ghostbusters, by the way.
I was right. Because I paid attention to the trailer.
Do you? What's the name of the giant ghost?
Mm.
Okay.
Which giant ghost?
The one at the end, that basically the new Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's just the ghost from the logo.
It is, but he's a major character in the movie.
Really?
I didn't pay attention to the trailer, but I paid attention to you.
Well, I have his toy.
I know. His name's Rowan.
Okay, then. Good job. His name is Rowan.
Yeah.
And he's a major player in this. Yeah, Hunter said, Tanner from Tanner Thursday, who unfortunately is still on leave, asked when it happened, this shooting. And Hunter said, now, I don't know. They just mentioned it on Fox's breaking news. So this may be our last recording.
It's true.
If it is, I just want to point out, a lot of people, they'll say when faced with death, they talk about how they have no regrets in life. I have plenty. I just want to say that.
So many.
One of them is doing the show tonight.
Right?
Because now I just want to be home.
So I'm still legitimately curious. What convenience store is over there? Because I can't think of any that are near the KFVS 12 building.
Are they talking about maybe Rhodes that's down the street?
The closest Rhodes to...
It's still two blocks the other way.
Yeah, the closest Rhodes to there is on Sprigg.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's the only one I can think of.
And that's blocks away.
But I can't think of one that's behind the KFVS.
Well, there's the one on Independence and West End.
I mean, that's even further, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
For those of you who aren't from the Cape Girardeau area, we're sure you're
fine. We're babbling, I'm sorry.
Fascinating, but that's fine. Someone might be dead. And if you don't have any sympathy for someone that might be dead, screw you, pal. Get off our post.
I said what I meant. Said what meant. Ah, I messed it up. Hunter's going to be so disappointed.
He is. It's one of my favorite memes.
He loves that meme so much.
We might be making ghosts out there tonight, apparently. Little ghost babies.
Yeah, people are already tuning out. We got to get back on topic.
All right, so back onto the subject of Ghostbusters. And I had a point to make, and now it's gone. But, yeah, I wanted to do a Ghostbusters show because we're getting close to the release date, and they just put out a new trailer the other day, and there are so many people that are angry about it already. The first trailer, and I don't know if I ever talked about this, the first trailer, by the way, you can hear the tractor starting up behind us, the vending machine's on, thank God. The first trailer is the most hated movie trailer in YouTube history.
Yeah. Lots of dislikes, yeah.
And you know why?
It's because they're women.
Because they're women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are out there going, well, that's not the reason I don't like it. I don't like it because insert reason here. No. Uh-huh. The reason you don't like it
is because it's not Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. And,
or men in general. It's the same people that said, well, the reason I don't like Obama's not because he's black. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You didn't hate Bill Clinton this much when he was getting Hummers in the Oval Office while the soldiers were dying in Iraq, you know. But Obama... He shoots a hoop.
I think your timeline's messed up.
Iraq. Bill Clinton. Desert Storm.
That was
Bush.
Before.
What did Bill Clinton do? Other than sex.
I mean.
Other than having a strong economy.
I was about to say, like, a lot of people argue that he left us with the strongest economy we've had since before Reagan.
I'm looking up Desert Storm right now because now I feel stupid.
I think it was Bush was Desert Storm. I don't think Clinton was... I think while Clinton was president, I don't think there was any war.
I was going to say, I don't remember any conflicts that we were directly involved in.
Right.
Name a time when we're not in some kind of conflict.
Anymore, I can't.
The Clinton administration?
What's that?
The Clinton administration?
He was at war with his wife.
That's different. That's internal affairs.
But yeah, I'm looking at it and I'm not keeping my interest. There was a great interview Bill Clinton did on, I think it was Fox News, where he defended him going after Bin Laden years ago when they were trying to catch him the first time. I don't know. That's a whole other show. That's a smart show. This isn't a smart show.
Because I'm here.
That's true. She doesn't know anything about foreign policy or who the vice president is. Who's the vice president?
Joe Biden.
Who's the Speaker of the House?
Well, I don't even know that.
Yeah.
Who's the...
I don't do politics.
No, who's the Speaker of the House, Shannon?
Isn't it Nancy Pelosi?
Is it?
I've been doing pretty darn good in Trivial Pursuit, thank you.
Now, Jesse and I are both going to the internet to look up who the Speaker of the House is. All right, fans, give us a second.
They're doing political things. I got it right here. And stuff.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, my internet's going so slow.
Paul Ryan?
Is it Paul Ryan now? Okay. Who, by the way, had a meeting with Donald Trump recently, because Paul Ryan was one of the guys that was against Donald Trump and now is cautiously optimistic. But anyway, this is going off the rails. What the hell were we talking about?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And why people don't like it. And I don't know. Like, I don't necessarily think that it's all about the fact that they're women. Like, looking at that cast, I could see people being upset with it. Just because, and it's for reasons we've talked about before. I mean, you have two people in that cast that I feel like objectively can be seen as strong cast members.
All right, here's my argument against that, because someone else mentioned that earlier today. When the original Ghostbusters came out, it was a cast of Saturday Night Live regulars and a couple of unknown people. Now you have a cast of Saturday Night Live regulars and a host of unknown people. It's the same. Yeah, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Ernie Hudson to an extent, even though they won't put them on the damn cover, are big names now and legends. But when Ghostbusters came out, they were not.
Uh-uh.
They were pretty much starting out. I think Bill Murray, I can't even think of what Bill Murray did before that. I don't know if he did Stripes or any of those films before he did Ghostbusters.
Stripes was before Ghostbusters.
But he certainly wasn't the big name that he was after Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
we see them as legends now, but back then they were not.
But so, I mean, even that, like all three of those people,
they were still recognizable, but they weren't like huge.
All three of those
especially
people,
Ernie Hudson.
You can't say that Melissa McCarthy is as entertaining on SNL as than any of those three.
No, absolutely not. But I also think that in 20 years, we may look back at Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy and Kate McKinnon, and to a lesser extent, Leslie Jones, as pioneers of comedy for women. Just like Bill Murray and those guys were pioneers for comedy for, well, men, I guess, or everyone. Because when it's men, it's not sexist.
Right.
Only when it's Kitchen Commanders.
Kitchen Commanders!
That is a terrible name.
Yeah, you should have seen what I said earlier.
But no,
well, I was at work, so.
Wow.
I do think that Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon are going to be great.
I think Kate McKinnon's already great, and Kristen Wiig has been great for a long time.
That's true, and that's what I was saying. Like, those two I think are great, but yeah, Leslie Jones and Melissa McCarthy, like, so I don't know.
I feel like Melissa McCarthy has at least earned her stripes. I know everyone likes to make fun of her because it's that same old joke, fatty falls down type thing. But one, she is not portraying that character in this movie.
Exactly.
She's got her own charm.
And I mean,
I saw somebody, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just heated when I think about, I think it was on 411, Hunter and I were talking about this, there's an article that just says 10 reasons Ghostbusters will suck. And I'm pretty sure it's either that article or a different one I read that talked about Melissa McCarthy and said that she's just playing the same role she plays in every movie. She's not. Like, that is so unsubstantiated. She's not playing the same character in this movie. She's the straight man from the previews.
Yeah, exactly. Then that's the problem. All we have are the trailers.
Yeah.
Because, so, from what we can tell from the trailers, she is doing a completely different kind of character, and I think that is great. If she can pull off the straight man, or straight woman, I guess, in this case, then fantastic. But if she really does continue the fatty fall down at funny, then, I mean, it's gonna be awful. And Leslie Jones is definitely playing the same character that she's played in every SNL skit she's ever been in and everything else.
I can't defend Leslie Jones. I can't. I mean, I said give her the benefit of the doubt, and there are some parts in the trailer that made me chuckle. The part where the ghost is riding on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I'm going home. I'm tired.
And there's also the, I don't know if this is a race thing or
a lady thing, but I'm pissed.
Yeah. I don't know if, I think it was Steven. It was Steven and me and Asa. We were sitting here and Asa talked about how much he disliked Leslie Jones in the trailer. And I said, yeah, but it's that humor that she brings that is going to win over more people, probably. Mm-hmm. That's going to bring more people in. And then sure enough, as we watched the trailer with Steven and Dylan was here, as soon as they did that part of, I don't know if it's a race thing or a lady thing, they cracked up more than they cracked up with the rest.
Because it's a stereotypical humor.
Yeah, it's so common, low, I mean,
if
you know,
it fits. Like, if it works out in the movie, then great. It's going to be good. But, like, yeah. I don't want them to shoehorn her character into the story.
Yeah.
Well, I just think they're bad trailers. And someone, and Asa mentioned this too. I know I'm bringing up a lot of people of what we said, but he mentioned, we talked about a different trailer, and I had some, it was a Harley Quinn, I think, in the Suicide Squad trailer. Mm-hmm. Dylan said, I can't wait to see Harley Quinn. The girl that played her is really cool. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait for them to turn this really intricate character
into just a sex object.
Yeah, blonde bimbo in booty shorts, like the trailer shows. And then Asa said, well, that's just the trailer. Maybe the trailer's wrong. You can't really go on that. And then I was like, But everybody's going off that with Ghostbusters. Like, you can't say, well, you can't judge a movie by its trailer on one end and then not do it for Ghostbusters. You have to be fair either way.
And I mean, and I think that's the problem. People are losing a lot of that objectivity whenever they look at Ghostbusters because it's a beloved franchise.
Very
and all
beloved.
This other stuff. And we haven't really had, have we had a live action Harley Quinn in anything?
No.
Oh, yes.
There was?
Birds of Prey.
Oh, well, yeah. Right.
Played by Mia Sara, I think.
Long time ago.
Not a good portrayal.
No.
Not. I mean, you know what? They portrayed her as smart, though. Like, the only thing she was missing was the outfit. Because she was still upset over the Joker getting caught. She was really smart and played them against each other. She was not the sexpot that she looks like she's going to be in Suicide Squad. But it still wasn't true to the character, I thought.
Right. And, I mean, I still feel like in this movie, they're not going for any sort of Harley Quinn we've seen before. From what it looks like, Harley Quinn and the Joker, they're just making them outright insane. Just completely crazy.
And I believe you. Like, I agree with you. Like, that looks like what they're doing. And if people go, well, they're making different characters from out in the comics, but you can't be upset about that, then I would say, but you got upset about Batman and Batman v Superman because he wasn't the Batman from the comics.
And they're getting upset about Ghostbusters.
It's like, you can't pick and choose. And here's what it is. It's because the people that are upset about Ghostbusters are Ghostbusters fans, right?
Uh-huh.
The people that are defending it, saying, well, you can't judge based on the trailer, are not the diehard fans, so they're more objective, saying, well, you can't do it. But then when it's something they like, they're hypocrites. They take the exact same stance.
Yep.
And I want to say, I am the biggest Ghostbusters fan around here. Hunter, obviously, is a huge Ghostbusters fan. I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan. I don't like that the hardcore, quote-unquote, Ghostbusters fan think they're speaking for me when they say
not.
That this movie is terrible and it's going to suck. If you go on YouTube or Facebook or anywhere else right now, you will see so many posts saying it will suck no matter what without any kind of consideration for how the movie is actually going to be. And they think that they speak for the hardcore fans. The hardcore fans won't stand for it. I'm a hardcore fan, and fuck you. I will like the movie just fine. You do not speak for me.
Like, I mean, I know I was highly pessimistic at first, but it's growing on me the more stuff I see. I'm more open-minded about it. And if nothing else, I'm going to get some good laughs out of it.
It's not going to ruin Ghostbusters from the
80s.
No. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. It's definitely not going to ruin anything. And I'm going to see the movie when it comes out. Like, I'm going to see it in theaters. I don't have the same, like, with Batman v Superman. I was not excited to see the movie. I still haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
I forgot you still haven't seen it.
Yeah, the entire plot is out there for me.
Yeah.
Like, in their trailers. I've already seen the plot. So I have no, like, whenever it comes out on Blu-ray, I'll rent it.
That's when you watch it, yep.
And I'll watch it then. I don't really care. It does, going back, it does irk me a little bit that Batman kills. And I you know, we've talked that to death, but even outside of the whole objectivity, like, it irks me. It's just not in his character, like, a core, like a fundamental piece of his character, in my opinion.
It's like Asa said, what if you had a Punisher movie where he didn't kill anybody?
Fundamental bit of his character.
Well, I thought, all right, and we're getting a little off topic here, but we were talking about the Punisher and how everybody likes the Thomas Jane movie, and they say it's the best Punisher movie, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the most unrealistic one. Because in what comic, and I'm, if you know, tell me, because I don't, in what comic has the Punisher ever devised an intricate plot to pit people against each other in the name of revenge instead of just busting in a door and shooting them in the face? The part where he has, like, the fire hydrant and he sets it out so she gets a ticket so then he can frame her for having an affair with Howard Saint's best friend. That way he ends up killing both of them before the final showdown. The Punisher would not have done that. He would have just shot her and Howard Saint and everyone else.
Yeah, I guess in complete fairness, it's not outside of Punisher's character, because the Punisher is a smart character.
He's a smart man.
Like, and he's capable of doing that kind of stuff, and it makes sense in the early days of the Punisher, because this is when he was getting started in the Thomas Jane movie.
Yeah, it was an origin
story. It might make sense for him to do that versus, you know, Punisher now, or like, you know, Punisher later in his career.
Warzone.
When he has an arsenal. Like he just has an arsenal of guns and everything else. And at this, you know, he may have just realized, like, after he did that, you could kind of put it in there. Like, you know what? That was a lot of work. I could have just
blown them all up in the face.
He could have gone, cause like, Punisher and Daredevil.
Yeah.
Like that was the Punisher you want. Like,
yeah, just murdering gangbangers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. He punishes them.
Yeah. Just
see, Punisher works efficiently. He works smarter.
Right.
Not harder.
Exactly.
All the trouble he went through to frame them. When instead he could have just blown up half the city block.
But again, it's one of those things, like, that change didn't change a fundamental piece of the Punisher's character.
Not in the same, no, because he still killed them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just thought it was out of character for him to be so intricate. But it's not the same level as Batman flat out shooting someone with a shotgun.
And they wanted to make, and it also makes sense from a cinematic standpoint, they didn't want to make Rambo Punisher. Like, where, because that's what that story would have been if he just would have, like, well, they killed my family, now it's time to murder them all.
Although, to be fair, the first Rambo was so different from the other Rambos.
You're not wrong.
It was completely different. The first Rambo was like a serious movie.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Explosions.
Explosions and death every 5 seconds.
And, that's, you know, John Rambo obviously being completely okay. Like, never, like, every bullet just curving around him.
They don't make action heroes like they used to.
They really don't. They get shot and beat up all the time.
In fact, I can't even think of an action hero off the top of my head. The last action hero I could think of was, like, Jason Statham.
I was about to say, a Jason Statham is still doing movies.
Oh, Vin Diesel, I guess.
He's not doing much anymore. I would say Jason Statham is more recent than Vin Diesel.
And I can't think of any others. I'm gonna get heat for that.
That style of movie
Zac Efron.
No.
No.
I mean, that style movie, like, the only kind of big action movies we get like that anymore are either Jason Statham movies, because I think he's still doing them, and The Expendables.
Yeah.
Which is also technically a Jason Statham movie.
Not a good movie, but...
Oh, it's fun.
It's fun, but
I have fun watching them. I'm not going to say they're good movies, but I have a lot of fun watching them. It has Terry Crews.
Well, yeah.
How can you dislike a movie with Terry Crews?
And any movie that gives Mel Gibson another chance, you know? The man was a national treasure. Not our nation.
No.
Australia.
Yeah.
But, back.
You can't take away any, they've already lost the Crocodile Hunter. Aww. What else they got?
Well, they got Crocodile Dundee still. He's still alive.
Paul Hogan?
Yeah.
When was the last time he did anything?
Crocodile Dundee 2. I think. That whole Australian craze ended really quick.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, I feel like now if they did Crocodile Dundee, because wasn't he kind of based off of the Crocodile Hunter?
Crocodile Dundee?
He was before Crocodile Hunter.
I think Hunter came way after. Crocodile Dundee was the 80s.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For some reason in my memory, that's like mid-90s.
No.
You might be thinking of the Crocodile Hunter movie.
No, I know a Crocodile Dundee because I watched both of those movies. And I think I watched, the second one came out in the late 90s for sure.
Maybe, well, look it up.
Alright.
While he's looking up the Crocodile Hunter, I'm gonna go back to Ghostbusters for just a second, because I had a good rant and I don't remember where I was on it, and now it's over. But the point is.
Oh, I'm thinking of Crocodile Dundee in LA, which did have Paul Hogan in it. Came out in 2001.
Wait, what? There was a third one?
Yeah.
Was it a direct to DVD?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's direct to Showtime.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was in theaters, because I thought I remember one in theaters.
Crocodile Dundee.
And Crocodile Dundee 2 came out in 1988, so I obviously didn't see that one.
Wow.
So yeah, and I remember they did another one, because that was the one where he's going through like all the Hollywood. I'm sure you've seen it. Like, he's going through Hollywood.
I've never seen the third one. I remember Crocodile Dundee.
I remember the first two.
I vaguely remember the second one.
I mean, they recycle a bunch of jokes. They do the whole, like, that's not a knife, this is a knife thing again.
They were not a good series of films.
No.
Not a single good thing has ever come out of Australia.
Oh.
I'm kidding. That's where Heath Ledger was from?
Oh, yeah.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah, there have been a couple of good Australian actors. Isn't
Hugh Jackman?
Aren't the Hemsworths from Australia?
Yeah. Wait, is Hugh Jackman from Australia?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Australia is one of our... my God. Everything from Australia is good. And speaking of the Hemsworth, Chris is in the Ghostbusters movie.
Uh-huh.
And if you saw the new trailer, one of the biggest spoilers is that he's the bad guy.
Yep.
That bugged me.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like,
I was mad.
But they had to.
Just keep showing us everything.
Why? They spoiled it already. And it wasn't their fault.
They spoiled it in the first one.
No, they spoiled it in the toy,
magazine. Okay.
Because when they released the toys, like the preview of the toys, one of the toys was possessed Chris Hemsworth, possessed by the monster that is the Bane bad guy. So they kind of spoiled it in the toys. So they didn't really have a choice. But I still think the new trailer was so much better than the last ones. And, this is going to be the first Ghostbusters movie I've ever seen in theaters.
Same here.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know? So this is going to be special to me. I'm going to make an event out of this. I might wear a proton pack.
You don't have a proton pack.
Yet.
I might. Yeah, exactly. They actually have them in stores again now that the new movie's coming out.
Also, the Hemsworth brothers are, in fact, from Australia.
Most good things are. I've come out. Of Naomi Watts, Australian.
I mean, I can see
Nicole Kidman, Australian.
I could see them abandoning Australia.
Sam Jackson.
That's American. Not, I was about to say that's not.
Like, wait a minute.
Because, I mean, everything in Australia is literally trying to kill you. Everything.
Especially other Australians.
Probably.
What's our Australian listener base? Significantly lower now. In my opinion.
No, they all understand. Every time I see them on Reddit, they talk about how everything's trying to kill them.
If you're ever looking for the world's most venomous insert blank, it's in Australia.
Uh-huh. I mean, they guaranteed. Have, what is it, like 8 of the 10 of the top 10 most venomous snakes in the world are in Australia?
And I think the most poisonous spiders in Australia, too. I might be wrong on that.
They just got a lot of deadly stuff.
They really do. And, I mean, the sun's trying to kill you in Australia because they have the hole in the ozone layer over them.
It's an entire island made for convicts.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't have a good history.
No. I mean, koalas will try to kill you.
But and they lure so you squishy.
In.
They're so squishy.
They lure you in with that sweet smile.
Uh-huh. And then
what about platypi?
Probably.
They just want to die.
No, but they're
God's cruelest joke.
They're cute. They swim around and go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like them and Vern Troyer.
What?
Oh, no, I like Malone. Vern Troyer.
Well, God doesn't.
No, God. he got dealt a bad hand, but he's making it work.
He has a sex tape.
Really?
You're telling me Dalton can't get any action, but Vern Troyer has a sex tape?
Huh. I mean, he's a really funny guy, too. Like, he's very active on Reddit. So, like, except that it turns into a circle jerk a little bit, because every time he posts anything, he just gets, people are like, oh, the Vern Troyer in upvote. I don't care what he said.
Aren't you Vern Troyer, the mini-me? Well, yeah, but I've done other things. You were mini-me, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was mini-me.
I would be the one guy that says, weren't you in Gnome Alone?
Moving past that, though.
And the one last thing I just want to say about Ghostbusters that I said I was going to talk about. The thing, in full disclosure to the audience, we weren't going to do a show tonight because I really didn't want to do one. I didn't have anything I wanted to talk about, in all honesty. We were going to live stream. Ace and I talked about doing a live stream of Battleborn instead with all of us.
Oh, see, that would have been way more fun.
Yeah, but we didn't want Steven involved.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
Yeah. It's not that we don't like Steven. Steven, who has been on the show before. But Steven, when he plays video games and loses.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was good for most of the night.
He was, except for that one match.
That one match.
All right. And let me... anybody that's played Battleborn, it's basically a first-person shooter MOBA, more or less.
Yeah, it's kind of like Smite, for any of you that know what that is.
But a shooter, more.
Well, Smite's still first-person and everything.
I thought it was third-person. Mm-mm. Is it first person?
I'm fairly certain.
I played it once. I don't remember.
I played it like twice.
I don't know what you're talking about at all.
My problem with Steven playing Battleborn tonight was I'm not trying to be one of those guys that commands everybody that's a leader, even though I usually take that role just because I'm a loudmouth. But when I tell Steven, you're fighting four people, back up, and he keeps fighting, he fights four people alone. And then dies and goes, why? Who killed me? I don't know. One of the four people that were hitting you.
Yeah, he has a bad habit of doing it. Because he was doing that even when we were doing the single or the campaign.
Yeah, just rushing in and fighting.
And like there was that one point, I don't know if you remember, he was just down there. And I was like, all right, Steven,
you
say,
back up. You are all alone. We cannot save you.
There's no way we are going to get to you to save you. I know. No, Steven, I think you need to, I cannot heal you from there. You were way out there by yourself.
Now I got it.
I know. Do you? Because you're still there.
Like a child. So we were going to live stream instead of do this show, but then Lindsay mentioned the live stream in front of Steven.
Why? Well, you didn't tell me the game plan beforehand.
You going to let me finish?
No.
I was going to defend you and say that I didn't tell you not to say anything.
Okay.
So instead, we started talking about Ghostbusters, and then I wanted to do the show just because I wanted to cuss out Bill Murray and my sudden intense hatred for Bill Murray. I know everybody loves Bill Murray. And the Chive loves him. They've built their site around him, more or less.
Oh, you're not wrong. My little brother has a Bill Murray t-shirt that he got.
Everyone has a Bill Murray t-shirt. And he's going out there. He's stealing people's phones. He's eating people's fries. He's playing golf. He's doing wacky things. Bill Murray would not do Ghostbusters 3. He refused because of the backlash for Ghostbusters 2. He had some kind of resentment toward it. And he also had a resentment toward Harold Ramis, who passed away, unfortunately, a couple years ago. One of my personal favorites. So Bill Murray, instead of doing Ghostbusters 3, chose to do Garfield, which...
let's just not open that can of worms at all.
If you know the story of Garfield, it actually is a pretty fascinating story. It goes all the way back to the cartoon. when Lorenzo Music, who did the voice for Garfield, did the voice for Peter Venkman on The Real Ghostbusters. And Bill Murray asked one day, why does my character sound like Garfield? So then Lorenzo Music got fired, and here comes Dave Coulier to play Peter Venkman instead. That's a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Garfield voice was better.
So then Garfield gets made, and Bill Murray signs on, and if you listen to Bill Murray, it's because he thought it was a different film. He thought it was by a different director, if I remember the story correctly. But the point is, he didn't know what he was signing on to. He just signed on to it because of the name that was attached. Then he found out it was Garfield. He was already obligated to do it, so he did it. That's why he did Garfield. That's fine. You won't do Ghostbusters 3.
Why'd you do the sequel?
Why'd you do A Tale of Two Kitties? You won't do Ghostbusters 3, but you'll do Garfield 2. You clearly have no shame.
So, I mean, it's one of those things, like, maybe he really did just need that paycheck. And he, like, whenever Garfield came along.
No, a good indie title was coming up.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, because he's getting fat paychecks for those.
Lost in Translation, that huge hit.
I feel that'd like
put butts in the seats.
I feel like it's one of those things. After he turned down Ghostbusters 3,
repeatedly,
he felt like, "All right, I really need a paycheck now because nobody else is giving me money." And then came Garfield. It's like, "All right, well, it's a paycheck. Nothing after Garfield until Garfield 2." I think after that, he had a cameo in Zombieland. Has he been in anything else recently?
He's done movies. He was in The Monuments Men. He's been in a couple things. But the thing that drives me crazy is exactly what you said. He was in Zombieland, right?
Yeah.
What was his character in Zombieland?
Bill Murray.
And what was the point of his character? Ghostbusters.
The kids hadn't watched Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So he made them watch Ghostbusters. They reenacted the scenes mm-hmm. with Woody Harrelson. Then he shows up at one of the movie awards dressed as Peter Venkman. He is cock-teasing Ghostbusters the entire time, but refuses to do it. Then Harold Ramis dies. And what does Bill Murray do? He goes on to an award show and announces Harold Ramis as a nominee for, like, best something. And talks about all the movies he did and how he earned his place and this and that. Which is a great speech. If not for the fact that he had ignored Harold Ramis for so long. Asa gives Hulk Hogan so much shit for walking around talking about how much he loved Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior after they died. I feel the same way about Bill Murray and Harold Ramis. You didn't want anything to do with him when he was alive, but when he was dead, you paid tribute to him. And that's fine. He deserves tribute. But it just irks me. I don't know why it pisses me off so bad, but it does.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, you can have creative differences with someone and still respect them. I think the difference in the situation that you're referring to, Hulk Hogan didn't just have creative differences with the Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man. Like, he actively said horrible things about them.
But apparently they made up, and they have it on video that he was, you know, whatever with Ultimate Warrior right before he died, and whether it was fake or not, it's still there. But for Bill Murray to go on there and talk about Harold Ramis like he was, you know, his best friend again when they hadn't spoken in however long, and they mentioned in many interviews of how they were so, that Bill Murray was the holdout. He was the one that didn't want anything to do with the entire franchise. And then the real kicker is he then signs on to cameo in Ghostbusters the Reboot.
Yep.
You won't do Ghostbusters 3, but you sign on for the reboot that, if you listen to the quote-unquote hardcore fans, pisses all over the Ghostbusters legacy. Fantastic, Bill Murray.
See, and I don't necessarily like Bill Murray all that much, so, like, I'm having trouble. I want to defend him only because it is defendable. Like, maybe he wants to do this one because he regrets now that Harold Ramis is gone, not doing Ghostbusters 3. And maybe he regrets the decisions he made, and maybe he regrets never making amends with Harold Ramis. And that's why he did his tribute. And like I said, you can dislike someone and still respect them.
It's like Lonnie.
Do you respect Lonnie?
I do. He's a businessman. He lives in a giant house. I live in the same apartment for the past 6 years.
But at the same time,
he never sets foot in the store, and yet we still he beckons us and we cater to every whim. Clearly he's doing something right. Anyway, go on with your story.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, it wasn't like I don't think Bill Murray ever actively trashed Harold Ramis.
No, never did. As far as I know.
Cause there's nothing really you can trash about Harold Ramis. Like,
did trash Ghostbusters 2 though.
Yeah.
Which is completely unfair because Ghostbusters 2 was a rushed sequel. Once Ghostbusters was a huge smash hit, they were like, we need another one. And they didn't really want to do another one, but they did. And for the longest time, everyone said it was so inferior. I'm in the camp that I actually like Ghostbusters 2 better. I like
Ghostbusters 2 a lot.
And Hunter, his reasoning is that because you don't have to have the origin story, you don't have to have the build up. It's you know who the Ghostbusters are, so you're automatically jumping right into the action. They're the Ghostbusters. It's just like if you're watching, you know, Avengers versus watching each of the individual origin movies by themselves. You already know who they are. They're established. You get in there and you just have fun. And that's what Ghostbusters 2 was. It was fun. You didn't have to worry about finding out who they were. You know who they were. So I think Ghostbusters 2 is a fantastic film. So I don't know why Bill Murray and everyone else hated it so much. I'm pretty sure it's just because they hate me.
And honestly, see, if I'm comparing the movies, I think that Ghostbusters 1 is a better movie.
It's superior in every way.
But I don't think that Ghostbusters 2 is bad. Like, it's a Ghostbusters 1 is a great movie. Ghostbusters 2 is a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're both timeless. And taken together, they're a great pair of movies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, will the new Ghostbusters ruin that?
I don't know. Think so.
Like, can I not go and watch the original Ghostbusters anymore because the new one came out? I'm pretty sure it's still available.
I mean, You've got it on Blu-ray.
And they have the 4K release coming out soon. If you've ever wondered what a movie from the 80s looks like in 4K resolution.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Jesse, what is 4K?
It's a whole lot of resolution. Lots of pixels per inch.
Will an 80s movie look that much better in 4K?
I mean, it's like when you get an animated film in high def that was like made in the 1970s.
Only get so much high def.
If they remaster it, then sure. But to be fair, with live action movies, those actually were recorded in a significantly higher resolution than most, like, video cameras could display. Or, like, in movie theaters. Like, you just didn't have projectors that would do it.
Right.
Obviously, now we do. There actually is... I remember one of the craziest things I ever saw. There was... somebody found a roll of footage that was recorded in high definition back in the 80s. And it was just like... It was a soccer game, I think. And just watching that in super high definition, seeing like, you know, this was the 80s, and it was very clearly looking at the crowd, the 80s. So it was almost like watching a retro film, like a modern day movie just set retro. It was like, oh my God, this is good. There are fanny packs as far as the eye can see.
I mean, fanny packs are back.
This movie's so 1990s, even 1991's making fun of it.
So yeah, I mean, if they have the original, film, then I could easily see them do a 4K.
I just don't know if it's going to look that much better than the Blu-ray release. Like, how much better can it look? You know?
I mean, there's an argument against, like, 4K looking better than 1080p in general.
And it all is over my head.
And speaking of, since we're just talking about movies, we'll just make this a movie show. Because there was something I was going to ask you, and that's my rant on Ghostbusters. I'm going to do another full Ghostbusters show when the movie comes out. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do another one until the movie comes out, and we'll do a review.
It's not that far off.
It's not that far off, but I've said everything I think that needs to be said. It's going to be fine. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
Just watch your damn Ghostbusters and shut the hell up.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. What's your next point?
Did you hear about this movie 100 Years?
No.
No.
Fascinating little thing. It's a movie called 100 Years. You know what it's about?
Something taking place with the course of 100 years.
Not quite. No one knows what it's about. It stars John Malkovich, and it's not going to be released until 2115.
What?
They filmed it, and they're not releasing it for 100 years.
Huh.
By the time this movie comes out, we will all be dead.
Yes. Long dead.
If you go to IMDb, it just flat out says the content of the film is currently a secret due to be revealed only when the title is released in 2115.
So is he taking like a Bowie route where he already had other albums planned before his death?
I don't know. It's insanely ambitious. I don't know what to say about this. It's a Robert Rodriguez film too. That, you know, who did El Mariachi, Desperado, Spy Kids, Lava Girl, blah, blah, blah. Ooh. Did progressively worse movies as time went on. But no one really knows what it's about. And
if we can't watch it, what's the point?
Nobody will watch it. No, none of us will watch it. Our kids won't watch it. Maybe our grandkids.
I mean, our kids could see it in their golden years.
A possibility. I mean, I will be 133 when this movie comes out.
See, it really just depends on, you know, how much, cause see, I don't plan on having kids at all.
I don't plan on living long. If they would have called this movie 25 years, I wouldn't put my hopes on it. Unless this movie was called Next Month. Then maybe.
But Next Month.
Next Month is a great movie. But yeah, 100 years into the future, people will see this movie. And it doesn't matter if the movie's good or not. It's just the, it's insane.
And you know what? I'm predicting what's going to happen in 100 years when, if this actually gets released. 6 months before release, they're going to really start hyping it up. Like, oh my God, guys, this movie that was filmed back in 2015.
The lost film.
100 years ago.
100 years ago.
See their crazy clothes. Laugh at their hilarious dialect.
Going back and watching the original Metropolis.
Look when they were different colors.
Look at their heads without hair.
Or with hair.
Or with hair. See what a white person looked like. Now that everyone's had sex with each other enough that we're all just one race.
One color.
I mean, they're still the Klan somehow. There's those white people.
They're the slightly lighter skinned group.
Would you make a movie knowing that you'll never see anything from it?
No.
You'll never see a penny from it. You'll never see the reviews for it.
I mean, honestly, this whole idea sounds stupid.
You don't like it?
No.
It's too indie for the indies.
It's an incredible story. Not the movie, just the story around the movie. Like, insanely ambitious. And the fact that, doesn't it irk you a little bit to know that you can never see this film?
A little bit. There's a movie that exists right now.
That you cannot
that
see.
That I will never see. Unless, you know, medical advances go nuts and I live to be 127 years old.
Or if we break into the vault and take this film.
National Treasure 4.
Minus Nick Cage.
No, he needs a paycheck.
No, yeah, exactly. What's he doing?
Nick Cage needs all the monies. Yeah, so look it up. 100 Years, starring John Malkovich, directed by Robert Rodriguez. It is, the movie is sealed in a bulletproof safe with a time lock, only set to open in 2115.
I'm sure I could get it open.
So we just need to learn to time travel and take the film you and don't come know back.
How. Well, you can't all right, travel let's, forward let's, in time. You can only travel
have
back.
Have you not read The Time Machine? He went forward
in
time.
I've seen Back to the Future.
Actually, I think you've got the theory backwards. You can only go forward in time. You can't go backwards.
Yeah.
See, I always thought you could go backwards, but you couldn't go forward because forward hasn't been written yet.
No, see, the idea is with time travel in general, the whole, like, if you can do faster than light travel, everything else will age faster than you.
Oh, so what you're saying is it's not actual time travel, it's just science.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I'm talking about just classic B movies time travel.
No, like, I mean, if you go that, there's, it's every which way. Like, some movies will let you do both, some movies only one way, and there's no consistency.
I want to jump in the new DeLorean.
I also want to jump in the new DeLorean. But let's be honest, if we had access to a time machine, the bottom of the list would be seeing 2115.
Yeah.
What would be the first thing you would do if you had a time machine?
Go back and warn myself of so many things.
Of pizza and soda?
I mean,
I would go back to when they crucified Christ and stop it.
That would also be
just
one of
to screw with history.
I'd want to go back and see if it was real, see what the miracles were.
I wouldn't. I've had that debate with people before, like religious people. I always ask, if you could go back and meet Christ, would you? And they always say, yes, of course, I would want to meet him. But I think, but what if he wasn't real? What if you went back in time and there was no Christ, and there was no God?
It was just some crazy guy.
Yeah, well, they have ruin your entire perception of reality.
They have proven that a man by the name of Jesus of the Nazarene, called Jesus Christ, existed,
but maybe wasn't the Son of God.
No, yeah, exactly. That's the basically there was a book written about it called "Liar, Lunatic, Lord."
Oh,
because
God.
It's proven that he existed. What is up in the air is whether he was just a dude that was lying. Dude that was crazy, or if he was actually the Son of God. And
without a time machine, we can't prove it.
Correct.
What we can prove is that there's a new Madea movie coming out this October.
Why?
The Tyler Perry movie.
Yes. No, Madea.
Is it Madea?
Yeah. It's called Boo.
Why?
Have you not seen this trailer?
I haven't.
I don't want to see it.
You must see it.
I heard there was a new Tyler Perry movie coming, but
so here's the
trailer.
What it is. It's about a viral outbreak. They show people running in the streets, cities burning, zombies, And then zombies coming up on a house. Shotgun starts blasting. Medea walks off, starts shooting at zombies, ask where they going. We all running. I think she calls them bitches, maybe. And then it says, she says, I don't play that Halloween bullshit. Medea, boo. That's a Medea Halloween. The next Medea movie is a horror film.
Eric,
aren't all of them horror films?
Okay, this one's Supernatural. That's what I should say.
Honestly, I could give him crap, but he makes money on every movie.
He's a safe bet.
Yeah.
And plus, if you ever turn on like the Oprah Network, OWN, or any of those, there's about 30 Tyler Perry shows on now.
I believe that.
I won't be surprised when Tyler Perry gets his own network. The Tyler Perry Network, TPN.
Just his movies all the time.
Mixed in with his TV shows about Madea all the time. I have never watched a Madea film.
I haven't either.
Nor
I've never watched
ever.
A Tyler Perry movie.
The only Tyler, I've never even seen Gone Girl, and he was in that.
I also have not seen Gone Girl.
I haven't seen Alex Cross.
Did he do White Chicks?
No, that was the Wayans.
I know the Wayans brothers were in it.
You know who else was in it?
Who?
Terry Crews.
Yes.
As Buffy the White Girl Slayer.
Because he was, he was dating one, like he was trying to date one of them, if I remember correctly.
And
I also have not seen that movie, but I remember seeing that scene several times.
You know what else Terry Crews was in?
What's that?
Friday After Next.
Was he really?
Yeah. He was the replacement for Debo, basically. He was the new crazy one. He was the one. He just got out of jail, and there's a scene where he's watching a Tupac music video, and he's rubbing himself, and he's like, God damn, Tupac, you gangster.
I love Terry Crews.
I also love Terry Crews.
You know what else he was in?
What's that?
Longest Yard.
I've never seen it.
Really?
No. The only part I've ever seen is the part where Stone Cold calls, like, I think it was Juvenile, calls him the N-word about 50 times. Maybe
yes.
It was Nelly.
No, it was Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that was a stretch for him.
No, they asked him if he was okay with it, and he laughed at them. That's what happened in that scene.
Oh, no. Rednecks. I also want to shoot out an apology to Tanner. Speaking of, I've been riding him really hard on this whole Mountain Monsters thing, calling him Huckleberry. Yeah. I now would like to change my nickname for him to Bucketberry.
Mr. Bucketberry.
That's not where I thought you were going, and I'm really glad you didn't go there. So
Bucketberry is my new favorite nickname.
That's just a weird nickname.
Oh, Tanner's a weird guy.
No, he
you
isn't.
Should
I miss Tanner.
It's moving away from Tanner for Tanner's sake. You should
for
watch.
For Shannon's sake.
Yeah.
Tanner's homicidal.
He'll get that way. But no, you should watch Longest Yard. It's on Netflix. It's actually pretty good. Bill Goldberg's in it, too.
And
Kevin
Nash.
A lot of wrestlers. Yeah, Kevin Nash is in there. Oh, Kevin Nash is great in it, too.
The Great Khali's in it.
Yep.
Bob Sapp is in it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good cast, but Adam Sandler's in it.
It's not an Adam Sandler movie, though.
Adam Sandler's the star.
But it's not a Happy Madison production.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's just in the movie.
So he's not playing Adam Sandler.
Correct.
Good.
Yeah, he's in the movie. It's a remake of an old movie with
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds, yeah. Yes. And Burt Reynolds is in the movie.
I was
going
to say, I remember an old
version. I've seen the original.
Yeah, and obviously Terry Crews, a bunch of rappers are in there too. It's a great movie, actually.
Wrestlers.
Well, okay.
Tracy Morgan.
I'm not going to... Yeah, Tracy Morgan's in it. I'm not going to say it's a great movie. It's a fun movie to watch. Like, I am entertained by this film.
Would you wait 100 years to watch it?
No. If I could, and that's, I'm not going to live 100 years to see any movie.
See an Adam Sandler film?
I mean, if the Adam Sandler film was like Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
Billy Madison 2. What if it was Billy Madison versus Happy Gilmore?
How would that work?
I mean, he played his own sister.
I know, but I meant like, never mind.
How would they make a movie out of it? I don't know.
All right, I'm going to make the plot up right now. Happy Gilmore has retired from playing golf because he's rich. He has a kid now. They send him to school where Billy Madison's repeating the grades again. And Billy Madison picks on him. So now it's Happy Gilmore in a war of pranks versus Billy Madison.
Huh,
also, Little Nicky's in it.
No.
No.
In the end, Happy Gilmore beats...
Kevin James is the teacher.
Yeah, Rob Schneider is the janitor.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Buscemi is the love interest. It's a weird movie. In the end, Happy Gilmore beats Billy Madison to death with a golf club.
So now, as much as we talk crap about Adam Sandler, I mean, let's be honest, he is the white Tyler Perry. He also has it figured out. But
true.
He's also just, I like Adam Sandler as a person. His last several movies have been awful.
Just got awful. That's My Boy. I've heard it's one of the worst things ever. And the one where he plays his own sister too.
Yeah, I liked Hotel Transylvania.
Transylvania actually I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. But did you read what I was posting about that Reddit thing?
The kid that looks like him, he flew him out to the premiere of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything I've read about Adam Sandler is that he's just the nicest guy in the world. I remember an interview he did where I think he was talking to either Leno or Letterman, and he was talking about how much Roger Ebert hates him. And they mentioned that Roger Ebert said, no, I don't hate Adam Sandler. I don't like his movies, but Adam Sandler's like the nicest guy in the world. And Sandler was so appreciative of that. He seems like a perfectly cool guy, but I can't think of an Adam Sandler movie I have liked since Happy Gilmore. Like, I barely liked The Waterboy.
Yeah.
I liked
Wedding Singer, but Wedding Singer was pretty good,
yeah.
And that was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wedding Singer was after Happy Gilmore.
No.
It went Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy, then Wedding Singer, then Little Nicky, I think.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
Because I know it definitely wasn't before Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
No, those two were first.
Well, The Wedding Singer was 1998. Holy crap.
Plus, I hate Little Nicky.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I thought
I hate the way he talks.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. That was Little Dylan Nicky Diebold's was when I was done.
Well, God bless him, boy.
I could have sworn. Yeah, it was Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and then Wedding Singer.
Okay.
I could have sworn Wedding Singer was first.
Wedding Singer was pretty funny and had Billy Idol.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How could you not like Billy Idol?
I actually liked Wedding Singer a lot.
It was when Little Nicky came out. I'm pretty sure that I.
That's like even Waterboy. I was on the fence, and then Little Nicky. I'm just like, nope, done.
See, I watched Little Nicky when I was in middle school, because that's when it came out, and middle school me loved that movie. I am not going to rewatch the movie.
You don't want to pull an Asa. Like with Ninja Turtles 3?
Exactly.
Where he remembered
which is
it
now
being
on
great.
Netflix again.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I am not going to do that to myself because, like I said, in my memory, Little Nicky was an enjoyable film.
It was, honestly. It had Rodney Dangerfield. It had Harvey mm-hmm. Keitel.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Nealon was in it. I think Patricia Arquette was in it. It was a good film. It's just his damn uh-huh. accent. I cannot listen to that movie.
Yeah, no, he was really, really obnoxious to listen and talk to. And then the laugh.
God.
Yeah.
My dad's from the South. The deep South.
Wonderful.
The fact that you guys remember quotes from it, like, I can't even do that because I'm like, nope.
You blocked it.
I watched the movie a lot when I was in middle school.
I watched it a couple times.
In my memory, it's a fun movie.
I watched it once and I was done.
I mean, I could still watch Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Oh, those I could watch them, over and over again.
And I did. I watched Happy Gilmore probably 9,000 times.
Uh-huh. I've seen Happy Gilmore at least 5 times in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's just a classic in every sense of the word.
And then I liked Mr. Deeds was all right.
Jordan's favorite
never
movie.
Watched it.
Bring back some
I
Jordan
love
Lowry
how
there.
For the longest time I didn't know that was a joke. What else did he
didn't
need?
Either. That's the funny part. He just assumed it was.
Was it Big Daddy?
Yeah, I never watched Big Daddy.
I actually liked that one. That was
I liked
good.
Punch Drunk
had John
Love.
Stewart in it.
I like John Stewart.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love was all right. It was definitely a different movie.
Yeah, it was a serious Click. Funny. I never saw that one either.
I like the concept of Click.
No, yeah, Click, it had, was it?
Christopher Walken.
It did have Christopher Walken. Yeah. Was it Jennifer Aniston was his love interest in that one?
I think so.
Was it?
Probably not.
I don't know that that's true.
Jennifer
no,
Aniston.
It was not Jennifer Aniston. It was,
what a hot woman that is.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna get in trouble for that. You know what Jennifer Aniston's first movie was?
What's that?
Leprechaun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, was she the little girl in...
No, she was a former woman. She's on the cover.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Thank God she got some friends.
Yeah, my, like, timetable with a lot of these movies, especially from the 80s and 90s, is really messed up.
You've been off tonight.
I've been really off tonight.
When was Star Wars made? 62?
No. Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
That was his love interest in that one.
Oh, I like Kate Beckinsale, too.
I also like Kate Beckinsale.
I like her so much I can forgive her for Van Helsing. I hate that movie with a passion.
Awful. But yeah, no, that was... Yeah, Click was actually pretty good. I enjoyed that movie. It's the ending is a little bit of a tearjerker.
Speaking of tearjerkers and Adam Sandler, there was a movie I never got to see. I wish I could think of the name of it, where he was, what was it? He was like a widow from 9/11 or something, and he got really depressed, and, I have to look that movie up, because I always heard it was really good.
Oh, was that the movie that he, I know the movie you're talking about, because
I think
it was,
Don Cheadle's in it.
Yeah, it was, because Don Cheadle was his friend in college.
Yeah.
And yeah, like,
I've never seen it, I've always wanted to, because I heard it's really good.
I also heard it was really good. But yeah, no, I can't think of what that movie is called either.
Hold Rain on, Over Me? Got... Rain on Me? Something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was Rain on Me, I'm pretty sure.
We're gonna look this up,
yeah,
guys.
I'm looking it up here.
While we're doing this, I want you guys to think of all the good things about the new Ghostbusters film. Alright, there's Kate McKinnon. Slimer is in it. Remember Slimer? In the new trailer? They're like, hey.
Yeah.
There's the part where she says we don't want mass hysteria. Because you liked it in the first
one. It was Rain Over Me.
Yeah, Rain Over Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but now the downside is, like, that was 2007, and then there was I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
That's where I got lost, especially.
Yeah, that one
That
was
just a showcase to show Jessica Biel at her underwear poking herself in the boobs and her butt jiggling,
mm-hmm.
which is fine.
It was fun. I'm sure Adam Sandler had a great time filming that movie.
Well.
then there was You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
You know, that's based on a true story.
Really?
That's based on a true story.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Bedtime Stories.
Never heard of it.
It was also terrible. Actually, Funny People was pretty good.
That's the one with Rogan, right?
Yeah, this one with Seth Rogen. He thinks he's got cancer. Yeah. Yeah. That one was actually pretty good. Yeah, he doesn't have, not a whole lot more hits to follow.
Keep going though, cause I like this game.
Oh, okay. Then there was Grown Ups, which was...
Never seen that one.
It was okay. I mean...
I really did give up on Sandler. I've never seen any of these.
Yeah, basically Grown Ups, it was Sandler, Kevin James, Steve Buscemi...
Oh, Chris Rock! The one...
And Chris Rock.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, the one where they all are married with kids except
David
Spade.
And God bless David Spade. I actually like David Spade a lot.
I do too, but I don't like anything he's been in recently.
I don't like anything he's ever been in, except Tommy Boy.
And, of course, Tommy Boy reboot, Black Sheep.
That's still my favorite quote ever, is when David Spade was doing the introduction for Black Sheep on HBO. And he said, a lot of people love Black Sheep when it was called Tommy Boy.
there was Just Go With It. I never saw that
Never heard of it.
Let me see who's in that one real quick.
I'm a snob.
Yeah, because this one,
I'm a movie snob.
That's okay.
This one had Jennifer Aniston as the love interest. Sometimes a guy's best wingman is a wing woman. So I'm guessing Jennifer Aniston tries to help him get Brooklyn Decker, and then they end up falling in love.
Brooklyn Decker? I haven't heard that name in a while.
Me neither.
Oh! All right, real quick. Let's just drop Adam Sandler.
I mean, there's only Jack and Jill.
Terrible.
And then... Yeah. Oh, The Cobbler was actually pretty good.
Hated it.
Did you actually watch that one?
No, I just want to do the In Living Color.
Hated it.
Yeah, The Cobbler was actually not bad. And then Pixels and then The Do-Over is the one that just came out. And that's the one where he plays Max Kessler, which is the name of the kid that looks exactly like him.
Similar.
It's real similar.
Real similar. Before we go, because we got about 5 minutes left, actually about three, and there's two things I want to touch on. One, Daniel Craig turned down James Bond for $100 million.
Yep.
He turned down $100 million to play James Bond. He's done. He wants to be done with the series, which is fine because I never really accepted him as James Bond. Aww. My James Bond will always be Pierce Brosnan. He always will be. GoldenEye is my favorite Bond film.
Now, I will say, Pierce Brosnan was a great Bond.
He was a great spy.
He fit the persona. It was awesome. Those movies are my least favorite Bond movies.
All of them I can agree with, except GoldenEye. I think GoldenEye is iconic.
GoldenEye was good.
And like, maybe, I won't lie, maybe part of the reason I love it so much was because of
the N64 game.
Because I played that thing to death.
I did too. But yeah, no, Brosnan, great Bond, bad movies.
Whereas Daniel Craig, good Bond, good movies.
Right.
Not a great Bond, not a bad Bond.
I would argue that a few of those movies are great. Like Casino Royale,
I really liked Casino Royale. Yeah.
I loved that movie.
I still haven't seen the newest one though.
I haven't either.
What is it called?
Skyfall?
No, there's one after Skyfall. It
had a weird title. Dave Bautista's in it.
IMDb on my phone is getting a whole lot of work tonight.
Getting some hits tonight.
The hell was it called? Let's see if I can think of it before I.
Fans, if you if you know it before Jesse can find it, message me. Of course, that's not going to work. This is a pre-taped call-in show.
Now, if you want to call in about...
If you want to talk about Bond, you should have called in last week when we were talking about...
Spectre.
Oh, I was about to make a Tanner joke. Thank God.
Nah. Yeah. No, and I actually heard that if you watch, and I heard this from Asa, I think, if you watch Quantum of Solace and then Skyfall back to back, the two combined make a great film.
Yeah.
But, like, separate, I didn't like Quantum of Solace that much.
I don't think I've watched either of those ones.
We watched Skyfall.
Did we?
We all watched Skyfall. Me and
we watched
Bob.
It in theaters.
Are you sure?
Because
I think it was theaters watched. I rented it.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't.
You were there.
Are you sure?
You got in a
I
bad
mean,
habit.
I lose
where you
long
just stopped,
tracks of time.
I know. And you got in a habit where you stop paying attention to films as we're watching them and you're just on your damn tablet like you are now.
No, it's on my computer.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I liked Skyfall. I thought it was an alright movie. Casino Royale is still the best of the Craig movies. But,
I agree.
Then again, I haven't seen Spectre, and I heard Spectre was pretty good, mostly because of Q.
I think that the Bond films work the best if you take, and I thought up this theory. I don't know why I thought it up. I know it's been done before. But if you assume that James Bond is a code name given to agents and not a single person, the movies make way more sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they reference other parts of the films that have happened before in the newer films. And clearly that couldn't have happened because, you know, a lot of them took place during the Cold War. Nowadays, all the modern technology. So you have to assume that it's a different Bond every time.
And see, like, I've heard that theory before, too, but it's supposed to be 007 is the code name.
And I thought that, too, but then I thought, well, isn't it always weird? He always introduces himself as James Bond. Like, why would your real name be James Bond? And then when you're introducing yourself to all these other organizations and spies and...
It goes hand in hand.
I'm James Bond. Hey, who was it that came in here and was asking all those questions? James Bond? Oh, he lives here.
Well, except that in the older movies when he would announce his name as James Bond, any of the relevant people died. Who's the one that was asking questions?
Don't say his name. Once you know his name, you will die somehow.
It's a Gundam.
He will kill you. And I think that's... Back when those movies were first being made and he always announced himself as James Bond, I don't think that they were that concerned with the realism of it.
Yeah.
It was supposed
well,
to be
clearly
over
not.
The top. Yeah.
Oh my God. There was a character named Pussy Galore. Pussy Galore.
And that's not even the most ridiculous one.
You couldn't get away with that one now.
No.
There
were so many things in those old Bond movies. He rapes a woman in one of them.
Well, I mean, you know, those were the days.
Was it Octopussy, I think?
That's another
Stop one. Saying pussy.
That was the name of the movie. And I want to say that's the one where he raped a woman. I'm not positive about that, though.
That's one of my favorite Simpsons jokes, where the alternate future where Lisa gets married and she introduces her English parents to Homer, and she's worried if he's going to embarrass them, and he just kind of pauses and goes, "You know what I like about you, English? Octopussy." I must have seen that twice.
I think it was actually, maybe it was a Goldfinger that he raped a woman.
Stop saying raped a woman. This is James Bond, not Bill Cosby.
Are you saying that there's no way that James Bond could have raped a woman because he is so appealing to the opposite sex?
Yes.
Pretty much.
I'm making a statement now that if you are attractive enough in society, you can rape whoever you want and get away with it. The preceding statements are not supported by Podzilla 1985 in any way. Plus, they weren't even said by Shannon Young. Damn, Puerto Rican came in here and took the mic, said all the weird things.
Yeah.
That's an It's Always Sunny joke. I'm not racist.
I know.
Last thing real quick before we go, because we're a few minutes over. I just want to leave you with this thought. You probably already know this. Lindsay, you probably don't. Next year, they're going to start filming Tetris, a trilogy based around the game.
Why?
The budget for the first movie is $80 million.
Please tell me this is a joke that you found on The Onion.
Nope. Tetris, the first movie, starts filming soon, and the budget is $80 million.
I mean, did they not look at Battleship?
At least Battleship was a movie about ships that fought each other. If that's not on the soundtrack, I walk out. I leave.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Think about that for a second, folks. Well, we're going to head out of here.
I'm just going to look at pictures of Rowlett.
That's fine. Look at pictures of Tetris, because the main character, I think, is going to be that L block.
Now, see, I don't know about you, but the T block was always my favorite.
If they make the flat square, if they make him like the fat kid that everyone makes fun of,
oh,
God. We got to stop writing the movie for him. Jesse, give us a preview of Nerd Up on Monday, because you got some important stuff you guys are going to talk about.
We're definitely going to be talking about some more Pokemon leaks.
Woohoo! Yeah.
So it'll be a little bit more Pokemon themed. I think Lindsay's going to be there with me.
I will see what else I can find before then.
Lindsay and Mandy, I hear.
Yep. Possibly Mandy's going to be on the show, and possibly Shannon Young. You may have heard of Mr. 100.
If he still has a job.
If he still has a job. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. I have a few other things written down on a scratch pad.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Ghostbusters a little bit more, but, you know, more of a, hey guys, there was a new trailer.
Yeah,
hey,
maybe spoiled. Not just the vitriol that I've been spouting.
Right. Yeah, I had a couple other things. Again, nothing like super huge.
No, earth-shattering stuff. You have to listen to Nerd Up this Monday.
No, I was saying, on it. There's nothing that like really jumps out in my brain that.
Well, no, it's not that it jumps out. It's just that it's so good. You're saving it for Monday.
Exactly.
We can't give it away here, folks. This deal's too hot. You won't believe what happens when three people from Podzilla 1985 sits down to talk on Nerd Up. Click here.
Possibly four.
And that's all for us tonight. We're going to cut it off there. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. For Jesse, Lindsay, and myself, we're going to head on out, hit the old dusty trail. Make sure you watch.
Eat pizza.
We're going to make pizza. Yes. Make sure you listen to the sports show this Saturday with Cody and special guest, Nobody.
Well.
Are you going to be on there?
No. I just wanted to do that for Hunter because I noticed I hadn't done
it. He mentioned it earlier today. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to see you back on Monday with Nerd Up. Also, this Sunday is Extreme Rules. We'll be blogging about that. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend. Lindsay.
What?
Good night.
Bye.